So, for those of you who don't know, this is His Holiness Dhanadhar Swami, and he has taught classes on the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he spends many months every year in Vrindavan, and so he has accompanied me today. I thought it would be very beneficial for us all to hear from him. But he has to leave early tomorrow morning for Mayapur, and so he might have to leave us also, so I have requested him to speak first. So please listen with rapt attention, because I'm sure what he will say will be full of deep meaning and very beneficial. Hare Krishna.
So, how do we do this? Is it like a regular Bhagavata?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Please repeat. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2. Divinity and Divine Service, Text 15.
Yad
Anudya
Asina
Yukta
Karma
Granthi
Nibandhanam
Chindanti
Kovida
Tasya
Ka
Na
Kuryat
Kata
Rachim
Yaranudyasina Yukta
Karma Granthi Nibandhanam
Chindanti Kovidastasya
Kona Kuryat Katarathim
Yet
Which?
Anudya.
Remembrance.
Asina. Sword.
Yukta.
Being equipped with.
Karma.
Reactionary work.
Granthi.
Not.
Nibandhanam.
Internet.
Chindanti.
Cut.
Kovida.
Intelligent.
Tasya.
His.
Ka.
Who.
Na.
Not.
Kuryat.
Shall do. Kata.
Messages.
Ratim.
Attention.
Translation. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The contact of the spiritual spark with material elements creates a knot which must be cut if one wants to be liberated from the actions and reactions of fruitive work. Liberation means freedom from the cycle of reactionary work. This liberation automatically follows for one who constantly remembers the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead. This is because all the activities of the Supreme Lord, his Leela, are transcendental to the modes of the material energy. They are all attractive spiritual activities, and therefore constant association with the spiritual activities of the Supreme Lord gradually spiritualizes the conditioned soul and ultimately severs the knot of material bondage. Liberation from material bondage is, therefore, a byproduct of devotional service. Attainment of spiritual knowledge is not sufficient to ensure liberation. Such knowledge must be overcoated with devotional service, so that ultimately the devotional service alone predominates. Then liberation is made possible. Even the reactionary work of the fruitive workers can lead one to liberation when it is overcoated with devotional service. Karma, overcoated with devotional service, is called karma yoga. Similarly, empirical knowledge overcoated with devotional service is called jnana yoga. But pure bhakti yoga is independent of such karma and jnana, because it alone can not only endow one with liberation from conditional life, but also award one the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, any sensible man who is above the average man with a poor amount of knowledge must constantly remember the personality of Godhead by hearing about him, by glorifying him, by remembering him, and by worshiping him always without cessation. That is the perfect way of devotional service. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were authorized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the bhakti cult, rigidly followed their rule and made immense literatures of transcendental science for our benefit. They have chalked out ways for all classes of men in terms of the different castes and orders of life, in pursuance of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and similar other authoritative scriptures.
With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Omigana Timurandasya Dananjana Shalakaya Tatsur Mutamina Tasmai Sri Gurve Ma Sri Chaitanya Manomisham Sthapitam Yena Bhuvane Jayam Rupa Gadamaya Yadati Svatantikam Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya
Vibhasindubhevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So it is a violation of etiquette to speak before a superior Vaishnava. Just like Uddhava would not speak before to Vidura before Maitreya Muni, because Maitreya Muni was senior. But when the senior asks the junior to speak, then as a service he speaks. Giriraj Maharaj is senior to me in every way. But he asked me to speak. I remember being here in Vrindavan in Kartik in 1976. And Prabhupada would sit there every day. And he would have different people speak. So, this is a spiritual history. And spiritual histories tell the story how you can become free from suffering. Just like it's called the Purana. Purana is history. But not an ordinary history. But the real message of history. That this temporary material world is full of suffering. One should take to the holy name of Krishna as his only business. And one thing about a spiritual history, it has certain criteria. One is that it must tell about the lineage of kings. Why should a spiritual history be concerned with telling about the lineage of kings? Because the king, he is at the top of material society. He has achieved the greatest wealth, the most beautiful women, the greatest power, and everything we desire materially. So what's the history of such a kings? They suffer just as much as anybody else. And if you study history, you should understand that that shouldn't be your goal. If your goal is happiness. Anyway, this particular history begins at the beginning of this age of Kali. Just like during the year we have four seasons, we have winter, spring, summer, and autumn, fall. So they each have different qualities. So similarly, there's a cosmic seasons, and we're in the worst one. Most problems. In fact, in the Bhagavatam, it's described what this will be like. Priyenal ba yashashu ha kalavas min yuge manda sumanda mateya mandava. Everyone will be unfortunate. People will be lazy for spiritual life. And they'll always be disturbed. And everything will be against the soul. And it increasingly will become that way. I saw there's a college across from the Krishna Balaram temple, Ban Maharaj College. And it was it's Ban Maharaj College. Engineering is one of the divisions. And it was started by Prabhupada's godbrother. And now when you see the young girls come from that school, they wear pants and a jacket and a tie. So even the schools are training people against Dharma. So whole atmosphere is to bring our minds away from God. Even sometimes I'm giving class
trying to give the Bhagavatam, and people are on cell phones. Sometimes they're taking notes. But a lot of times they're doing other things. Just distracting one from spiritual life. So this book is about the very beginning of the age, where the sages were seeing the future. They're called Trikalagya. They can see the past, they can see the present, they can see the future. And they saw everything that's happening now that would bring people away from truth, that we're part of God and we're made for God's service, and that will make us happy, just like the hand. The hand is made for the body. Therefore, its dharma is to serve the body. And when it follows its dharma, the hand is also satisfied. So our dharma, our very essence, and the only way to be happy is to love and serve God, Krishna. So the sages were looking in the future, and they saw everything that's happening today. Today, I took a group of 10 young girls, 10 ladies and their teacher, college from America. And I took them out first day here. One lady never even flew in a plane before. And they came from a part of America that still was a little pious. And we went to one of my friend's farm. A friend has a farm here. So he looked at the 10 ladies, and he said, "How many of you know how to cook?" He was shocked by the answer. They all raised their hands. And he said, how did you learn to cook? Our mothers taught us. But his point was, why he was surprised, because most ladies now don't know how to cook. And their mothers are not training. Everything in Kali Yuga is being destroyed. So they were trying to find a solution. So they saw who among them could give the answers. To make a long story, a short story, they recognized one great saint named Sutta Goswami. And they began to ask him questions about what to do, counteract this influence of materialism. So the first question that they asked, what is the ultimate good? They said, buri burini karmani. In the shastras, there's so many things that are recommended. But what is the best thing? Because in this age, people do not have the qualities or the time to go through all the shastras and practice so many things. And now we're in the section where he gives the answer. So what is the ultimate and absolute good for everyone? What should we be doing? What is our dharma? What is the absolute dharma? So he said, Savai Pumso Paro Dharmo. Yato Bhaktir Adokshajay. Ohoitaki apratiyata yayatma supersedati. If you want to become satisfied in heart, yato bhakti, you have to perform devotion to God. And you have to do it without any motive for yourself and without any stop. Yayatma supersedati, and you become very satisfied in heart. So he's explained this in several verses now. And then came to a conclusion. He said, Tasmad ekena manasa. He said, therefore, because devotion is the best thing, you should chant, hear, you should glorify, and remember Krishna. And now in this verse, he's saying, what will happen if you do that? And he's saying it's so good that who will not do this? Who will not chant and hear about Krishna when it will solve all your problems? Actually, we have no problems. All our problems are in the mind. Just like if I went to sleep here and then I had a dream that I'm having a terrible disease. Do I have a problem or not? I have a problem. But it's not the disease. The problem is I'm thinking I have a disease. The problem is I'm sleeping. And if I wake up, all problems are gone. So the solution to all problems is to realize who you are. And on that platform, there's no suffering. just like a child, the child tells his mother, I want the moon. It's so beautiful. Mommy, give me the moon. I want the moon. Now, how can a child get the moon? It's not possible. So what the mother does, gives the child a pot of water. And the moon is reflected in the water. And the child thinks he has the moon. But the pot is very heavy. It starts to shake. And then the child has a problem. Because the moon is moving. But the moon is not moving. But because the child thinks that's the moon, then he becomes fearful. So in the same way, we are the pure soul. We are a servant of God. It's a very beautiful thing. We have absolutely no problem. But when we want to be the enjoyer and controller, God can only fulfill our desire by reflecting our mind on the reflecting our consciousness on the mind and body. Anyway, here's the mind and body. Right? And it's transforming. Not okay to me. It's called vikara. And what is that? It's born, it grows, it maintains, it reproduces, it gets old, and it dies. So we're feeling that one day we will not exist, and we're fearful. But it's not happening in us. It's only happening because we're thinking with a mind and body. But why are we thinking with a mind and body? Because we don't want to be a devotee. And therefore, our mind thinks we're the enjoyer and controller. So what is the solution? The solution is to remember we're devotees of God. And this is the last thing I will say, because I took too much time. But the Bhagavatam describes this. What is the problem? It said, Ishad upe tasya viparyayo smriti. Ishad, God.
Bhagavan.
We turn away from God. And when we turn away from God, we turn away from ourselves, because what we are is a relationship to God. So when you turn away from God, you forget yourself, and you think you're the mind and body. And then you think you have all these problems. So what's the solution? The solution is to turn back towards God. And when you turn back towards God, and you remember God, a very wonderful thing happens. You remember yourself, and you have no problem. This is a hospice. People are coming to die. I've been here for 36 years. I've seen so many people come here to die. But I've seen the people who are God conscious and remember God. I saw that they don't die. And they understand it. And they don't have fear. One time, one of my God sisters, she was always remembering God. She was such a great devotee. She had cancer, and she came here to die. And she was so saintly. Born in America. She wanted to die on the floor of Vrindavan. She wouldn't even die on a bed. And she was on the floor, chanting and hearing, remembering Krishna. An Ayurvedic doctor came in, and he felt her pulse. And he looked at her, and he said a very amazing thing. He said, you have one, disease is finished. You have 1 hour left to live. So what did he mean? He meant that the real disease is identifying with the mind and body, because you don't want to be a devotee of God. So he understood that she had no more attachment to the body and mind. So she was not going to experience death. And sure enough, she left in 1 hour. But she was fully conscious. Even 15 minutes before she left, she had her friends take picture of her smiling. And she said to them, I want all my God sisters who are serving Krishna to know that if you fully dedicate yourself to Krishna, you'll be successful in life. And you'll cut that knot that attaches you to the mind and body. So who will not hear this message? I've taken too much time. I will have to go in 10 minutes. But I wanted to hear more. But so you'll have to excuse me. But I'll stay for the beginning.
Well, I think it's so valuable to have you here. I think we could just have questions and answers. And we could start while you're here.
Okay, well.
So, Anubhav? Kaiji?
Yeah.
Sometimes when we hear in lectures, we are inspired and we think that we are not the body, we are not the mind,
yeah.
And we follow the spiritual process very seriously. But after sometimes again, because this thing is so deep and it is continuing in so many births, so again slowly and gradually we start to think that we are the mind and body, and our enthusiasm for spiritual life goes down. So what should we do to have that permanently, that thing fixed in mind?
Well, that's, you're so smart. You have to translate that too. Well, you have to also translate that I said, you're so smart. Yeah. You have to translate that. It's part of the answer.
I don't know what smart is.
What?
What do they call smart in India? I don't know.
Oh, smart. Intelligent.
Maharaji will say, abhat murkho.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. Like you said,
but he said to me in the year, Maharaj said, I'm very foolish.
Can someone else translate? Say I said that he's very interesting. Who will?
Maharaj ji bole hai, Dr. Avinash, bahut buddhiman chatur hai.
But why did I say that? Because it's exactly the question that is asked so that the next verse is spoken. Exactly. In other words, the next question, the next verse is an answer to that question. Because it says, who can do this? Because it says, Tasmad Ekana Manasa, always remember, always chant. That's the process. It says, who can do this? Who has such attraction to chant and hear all day? So the next verse answers. Shushru Shro Sharadhanasya Vasudeva Katarachi Syad Mahatsevana Vipapunyati. It said, O sages, by serving those devotees, who are completely free from sin, that is such a great thing. And by such service, one gets attraction for hearing the messages of Krishna. Mahatsevana Vipra Vasudeva Kataruchi. So you serve the devotees. You serve the great devotees, and that'll develop your attraction for chanting and hearing.
Very good.
I'm just lucky. I just somehow remember that.
Okay. So, Maharaj, but I'm trying to serve the devotees, but sometimes I get the taste for hearing, and sometimes I don't get. So, what should I do? I should try to serve more, or what? I'm trying to serve the devotees, but
yeah.
Still I don't get constant taste for hearing. There are times when I get constantly taste for hearing, but there are times when I don't like to hear at all.
That's like a young lady who says, I've already been married for 2 months, and I have no child. It takes time, but we have faith. But you're not doing so bad, and someone else translate that. He's in Vrindavan, and he's smiling. So it's working.
That means we should just continue with faith and not get worried, and someday we'll get taste for constant hearing.
But there is faith. Otherwise, how are you practicing? There is faith. It's just the faith has to increase.
Rupa Goswami also gives an answer to your question in the Nectar of Instruction. And he says that the holy name, form, qualities, pastimes, and so on of Krishna are very sweet. But for one who is afflicted by the disease of avidya, he cannot taste the sweetness. He is like a diseased person with jaundice. When someone is jaundiced, he cannot taste the sweetness of rock candy. But the Ayurvedic cure for that condition is to take rock candy, even though it tastes bitter. And gradually, by taking that rock candy, one's disease is cured. And as one's health is recovered, gradually the disease is cured and the bitter taste goes away and the rock candy tastes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And then when one is completely cured, one can taste the rock candy as it is, which is sweet like nectar. So in the beginning, we are diseased, and that avidya, that ignorance, is it what Maharaj mentioned in the beginning, that we falsely identify with the body. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also prayed in the Shikshastaka that, my Lord, you are so merciful that you have made yourself available as your holy name, but I am so unfortunate, I have no attraction. So what is that durdaiva? What is that misfortune, or what is the cause of that misfortune? So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the first cause is that ignorance or confusion. Who am I? What is my duty? What is my purpose in life? So there's that confusion. But by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Vedic literatures from saintly persons, that confusion is dispelled, that ignorance goes away. So, chanting the holy names and hearing Krishna Katha go together. We need to do both. And Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary on the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, said that just as, he said that the Harikatha is the Swarup Shakti of Harinam. Just like Radharani is the Swarup Shakti of Krishna. So Krishna is never alone. Wherever there is Krishna, there is also Radha. So similarly, wherever there's the chanting of the holy name, there should also be the discussions of Krishna. And that combination will help to cure us. And as Maharaj said, you have to be patient. Also in the Upadeshamrita, utsaha nischaya dharya, one should be enthusiastic. But at the same time, one should be patient. Like, you're a doctor, you deal with patients, so sometimes the patients have to be patient. But if they take the medicine and follow the regimen and stick to the diet, gradually they will be cured. And they should have confidence that, yes, I'm following the doctor's orders, I will be cured. So Rupa Goswami says we need those three items, enthusiasm, patience, and confidence.